This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Indonesian authorities say one person has died of a heart attack and four people were injured after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the island of Java this morning, causing buildings to sway as far away as the capital, Jakarta. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency says more than 100 houses and buildings were damaged, and at least 1,000 people fled to temporary shelters. The United States and Russia are blaming each other for the demise of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987, when it was seen as a major arms control achievement. On his way to Australia today for his first official trip since being confirmed last month, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper talked about the administration's treaty withdrawal decision.
Face it, Russia's been in non-compliance with that treaty for many, many years, going back to the Obama administration and maybe beyond that. So they have not been in compliance. We've been the only ones in compliance with the INF treaty. So and that's been recognized by not just us, of course, but by our NATO allies, by the NATO Secretary General. So it's about time that we were unburdened by the treaty and allowed to kind of pursue our own interests, and our NATO allies share that view as well.
Esper also raised the possibility the United States could decide to put conventional intermediate-range missiles in Asia, though he would not say where or when. India has deported a former Maldives vice president, Ahmed Adib, who is facing attempted murder and corruption charges at home. He's been accused of trying to assassinate then-Maldives president Abdullah Yameen in 2015. Adib reportedly tried to enter India's southern port of Tuticorin on Thursday aboard a tugboat. The vessel's crew and Adib were reportedly apprehended by Maldives authorities at the international maritime boundary line. More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators were back in the streets of Hong Kong today in another weekend show of defiance. There were clashes with Hong Kong police who used tear gas. Some protesters, like Nathan Leung, are calling for escalating the confrontation with the city's Beijing-backed government with strike actions.
We have been fighting for democracy for over 2 months. So it is now is a very key element that we need to stress that strike is a very powerful tool to win democracy.
At one point today, protesters removed a Chinese national flag from its pole and threw it into Victoria Harbor. Amid worries about an escalating trade war with China, two key American stock indexes, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, posted their biggest weekly drops of the year. This as U.S. President Donald Trump announced he would impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. The result, uncertainty and fear among investors. Administration officials contend markets are overreacting, insisting consumers will not feel the pain of higher tariffs. But economists warn Americans will in fact be paying more for such items as cell phones, clothing, and toys. The United Nations Refugee Agency says it welcomes the closure of three detention centers in Libya. But voices worry about the whereabouts and fate of the refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants who were held in those facilities. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency has been advocating for the release of refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants from Libya's detention centers for a long time. And so it says it is pleased that three of the country's largest facilities, Misrata, Tajura, and Qom's, have been shut. However, UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic tells VOA he has no idea what has happened to the inmates.
To our knowledge, there are 19 official detention centers run by the authorities that there are currently active in Libya, with nearly 5,000 refugees and migrants that are arbitrarily detained there.
Mihecic says UNHCR is closely following developments. He says refugees should not be put in detention.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. President Trump's pick for the next director of national intelligence has withdrawn his nomination. Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas bowed to growing questions about his qualifications and experience. The president blamed the news media for the decision, telling reporters Ratcliffe was treated unfairly and that the confirmation process would have been a long, hard slog. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.